So now I'm going to say a few words in English. Today is the mind training. Actually, Lord Buddha gave enormous amount of teachings, all out actually to train our mind. But there are some sutras long and very long process. And this is kind of the mind training is the great masters, they study, contemplate, and meditate. And after meditation, what they gained, the experience they gained. So according to their own experience, they put it into the words and giving us as like a nutshell, and so that we can practice very easily. So this mind training is given by Manjushri directly to the great Lama Sakyapa. And he got great realizations through this practice. So this is very important. It's just four lines. It's only very simple, very four lines. If you have attachment to this life, one is not a religious person. If you have attachment to this circle of existence of the samsara, you do not have the proper renunciation. If you have attachment to the self-purpose, you do not have the bodhicitta or the enlightenment mind. If grasping arises, you do not have the right view. So the first one, if you have attachment to this life, you are not a religious person, explains directly what is the correct way of practicing the Dharma and what is the wrong way to practice Dharma. The wrong way to practice Dharma is if you have attachment to this life, then whatever practice you do, study, contemplation, meditation, or whatever high meditations you do, it appears like a Dharma, but it is not a real Dharma. It is only still that you are doing it for the sake of this life, to gain fame, or to gain wealth, or to gain disciples, or to gain positions, and so on. So that's not religion, that's not Dharma. Dharma is at least for the sake of for the next life. Some people say that I practice Dharma, I'm not succeeding, my business is not good, I cannot get these things. Some people say like this, this is wrong. Dharma is not for the sake of this life. Dharma is at least for the sake of the future lives. So this giving attachment to this life helps us to keep at least not to fall down in the lower realms. And we will keep the good moral conduct so that we will continuously born in the higher realms. And then the second line which says if you have attachment to the circle of existence, you do not have the proper renunciation. Obviously, of course, in the lower realms there's so much suffering. Hell realms, hungry ghost realms, animals realms, there's so much suffering. But in the higher realms we think there's a mixture. Sometimes happy, sometimes suffering, sometimes happy. But that is only when we are not examined. If we carefully examine, there is no real happiness. Everything is suffering. The higher realms also is not worthy of any attachment. It's all suffering. So we need to revolt, we renounce totally from the entire samsara. And so for this you need the suffering of samsara, need know the suffering of samsara. And and then so with this, and then also the law of karma. Why we are here in samsara is because of not created by any outside force, but our own deeds, our own good deeds and bad deeds, that determines where we go. If we do good deeds, we will be born in the higher realms. that if we do bad deeds, we will fall down in the lower realms. But even in the higher realms, we are born, but it's not permanent, it's suffering. So once again, after being born in the higher realms, again we fall down, down into the lower realms. So therefore, it is not worthy of attachment. So we need to renounce totally. And then the third one says that if you have attachment to the self purpose, you do not have the bodhicitta or the enlightenment mind. And because self purpose, up until now, from the beginning last time until now, that we have attachment to the self purpose. We always think, we always do self purpose for the sake of self, for the sake of self purpose that we always take care of. But all we achieve is suffering. So this time we are born as a human being and we have all the facilities to study Dharma and to practice Dharma. So then we must give up attachment to the whole entire samsara and at least to seek nirvana, to liberation, to seek liberation. And so that is the second line. Third line says that if you have a self-purpose, then you do not have the bodhicitta. Yes, this means that up until now that we are doing always self-purpose. So this time that we must destroy the self-purpose and devote our full time and energy to the other sentient beings. To do that, you need a genuine loving kindness and the compassion. Without the loving kindness and compassion, you could not arise the bodhicitta. So it explains directly the bodhicitta, but indirectly its cause, explains its cause, which is the loving kindness and the compassion. So through the loving kindness, so the whole idea is, and then the last one, if grasping arises, you do not have the view. Everything has, for example, the birds fly in the sky with the two wings. They cannot fly with the one wing. Similarly, we cannot accomplish enlightenment just by one side, method alone, or wisdom alone. We need both method and wisdom. Method is like the loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta, etc. Those are the one side. And another side, we need the wisdom, because without the wisdom, because it is like this, to walk on the road, you need the legs and also eyes. If you have a leg but no eyes, you don't see. If you have eyes, if you have no legs, again, you can't walk. So to walk on the road, you need both eyes and leg. Similarly, to attain the enlightenment, you need both wisdom and method. So the method is this accumulation of merit side. And wisdom is the view, the final view, that different. There are many different schools. Within Buddhism also we have many philosophical different schools, but the highest one is the Madhyamika, the middle way school. And that is, says that the ultimate reality is away from all extremes. Extremes such as like existing and non-existing, both and neither, because it's away from our perception. So it says grasping arise. If you grasp as a existing, if you grasp as a non-existing, if you grasp as a both, if you grasp as a neither, then it is not the proper view. The proper view is away from expression, away beyond speech, beyond thought. And to do that, you need a solid concentration. So it indirectly explains the concentration. First, you need to concentrate so that your mind could be single-pointedly remain stable. And then on the basis of that, then you can do the meditation, and eventually everyone will be able to succeed. So this is the very so the giving attachment to this life will at least save us to falling down from the lower realms. And giving attachment to the circle of existence will save us falling down in the Shavakas and Padika Buddhas. And Bodhicitta and falling down from the in the samsara, and Bodhicitta, loving kindness and compassion, and Bodhicitta will save us falling down in the Shavakas and Padika Buddhas. And then eventually the grasping the view will save us to attain the full enlightenment. Because if you have attachment to all phenomena, the present phenomena as a real, as sign and entity as a real, then it is just like craving for the mirage as a water that could not quench your thirst. Mirage is not water. It looks like water, but you go how far, how near you go, it disappears. It does not, it is not. I hear many animals who are thirsty, they run and run, run, and eventually they die because of the running and so thirsty. So like that it could not quench. So this present, the beautiful scenery and things like that, that higher realms will not fulfill our purpose. So we have to give up attachment to grasping and attain the enlightenment. When you attain the enlightenment, then you can get immense qualities. So these, I mean, you can practice many deities, visualizations, recitations, meditations, but to do all of these things are very, very important. Loving kindness, compassion, enlightenment mind, and emptiness view. Those things are very, very, even the highest teachings, the highest tantric teachings, without them, it will not be one could not succeed. So these practices are preliminary practices in a way, but at the same time, they are the most life force of the practice. So this I conclude. So I would like to wish you all complete success in your spiritual path. And the Chozo Tandata Duksu Sisraya Vushansha Tandu Yinem Mutuini in the Yajikumbe Doyagi, Mundi Shubhishu Tatsi.